Thank you, John. That's five successive home wins. It's fair to say Oldham made you scrap for every minute of it, didn't they?
We knew they'd make a scrap. Chez has always been a fighter. He's very astute, very knowledgeable in this league, and he knows how to win games. And I knew he'd put a team out there which would make it difficult for us. One thing's for certain today. We said that. Listen, if you think you can go in and just play football against John's team, that isn't going to happen today. You have to fight and scrap, and they're the two words we used. If you fight and scrap first, like the programme notes, and then you can possibly then start to play your football. But it'd be one of them where it wasn't going to be a very pretty footballing match. But I think the resilience and the grit that my players showed, and the battling qualities, helped us then to add that bit of quality for the two goals. Simeon's first touch for the penalty, and then Amos was a great bit of individual skill.
I think the other word would be patience. You do have to be patient, because they didn't back down with 10 men, having lost Lee Croft so early to that poor challenge. They kept two up front and kept on probing.
They're doing it, and it's people say it's brave, but you can't really use the word brave in football with the things going on in the world. But I think it shows courage from Johnny. He knows that those two up top can cause problems. So whenever you're attacking, I think you're vulnerable, because if you switch off for a minute, suddenly you can be hit on the counter. And they do it really well. And they did it last year against us as well, and got the 1-0 win late on. But it was important we were disciplined today. And I said, listen, don't get tired of doing the basics, because justifiably, the crowd get a little bit impatient because they just want it. They're thinking, hang on, against 10 men, we should be scored, but it's difficult. I think it becomes a lose-lose situation when you're against 10 men. The expectancy gets much higher, and you start forcing things and doing things you wouldn't normally do. But it was important that we kept our discipline and kept our belief in what we do and how we play. And I said to them, opportunities will come, similar to Peterborough. Might be late in the game, just stay in the game, stay in the game. And we did that, and I thought we got our just rewards.
And if the defenders keep clean sheets, they've done with some consistency lately, then it gives you even more of a chance, doesn't it?
Of course it does. It's always easier. That's my favourite thing, a clean sheet. 2-0 always sounds much better than 2-1. So that's key. Of course, if you're getting clean sheets, then you don't have to score that many at the other end. And we're chipping in with goals from all over the pitch, and that's important. And it's a team game. We defend as a team, and we win as a team as well.
I know John Sheridan agrees with both the red cards, has no problem with that. He's not so convinced about the penalty. It looked one from where we were sitting.
And me, and I've looked at it again. And I think as a defender, when the striker takes his first touch across your body, as soon as you plant and commit yourself, you're leaving it open to the referee to give it. And for me, I can understand why the referees give that. I thought Simeon's first touch was excellent to take it across Clark. And I'm not going to grumble too much. We haven't had that many this year, so I'll take penalties if I can.
And you've got a game coming very quickly against Chesterfield. The gap to the playoffs is still 9 points, but with momentum, another game coming around quickly like that is no bad thing, is it?
It isn't, and people keep mentioning the playoffs, and I understand why, and people have said, oh, yeah, forget about the players. But you don't forget about them. Players look at it, and that shows a bit of belief and something to keep playing for. How many times have we had it where you get to this stage of the season and there's nothing to play for? For me, we want some emotion. We want to get some atmosphere in the place, and that's what we do it for the challenges week in, week out. And of course, we'll go to Tuesday, and that's why I wanted it quite close. I thought if we could get a win today, then we can carry that forward to Tuesday, and that was key. So we're looking forward to another really tough challenge against Chesterfield. I think they've won today 1-0 at Swindon, so they'll be on the back of that, confident. But again, it's about us. We need to go and perform again, fight when we need to, scrap when we need to, and play our football when we need to.
And to be fair, you'd rather be aiming for the top six at this point in the season rather than looking over your shoulders.
Of course you would. It makes my life a lot easier, but I haven't changed the way I approach things. I've done the same all year. We don't get carried away. I'll get up tomorrow morning again. I'll watch the game, pick some little bits where we can improve and get better, and then we'll pick a team with what we've got to cause problems for Chesterfield. Hopefully the fans can come and support us and see if we can just carry that home form on.